Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Not civil and not providing a service. This is my column for the New Conservative of 23rd of November 2022. Civil servants want to work from home, and now that winter's setting in and energy prices have taken a hike, they want their heating bills paid for. You've read that right the first time. They want both to work at home and be paid for extra for doing so. Bless the little cotton socks, although they may be better off with thick woolen ones if they want to keep warm. This is like someone robbing your house, and in the extremely unlikely event that they're caught by the police, expecting you to cover the legal expenses. Applying the wait-a-wee-minute test to this shows just how unjustified it is. For a start, what about the savings they'll be making, according to the Trades Union Council, the TUC? Remember them? They were big in the 1970s. The average time it takes people in the UK, and civil servants are people, to commute to work is 59 minutes at a cost of £1,738 annually. That's the average commute, and while I cannot put my hands in anything specific, it became apparent during the COVID-inspired lockdown that many in the civil service lived well away from London and undoubtedly commuted a great deal longer than 59 minutes. No mention of that. Then the TUC continues. The effect of all this commuting includes stress, anxiety, increased absence and reduced productivity, adding that the situation can be improved by offering flexible or remote working. Reduced productivity juxtaposed against increased absence and remote working is a good one. Since lockdown and the institutionalisation of working from home, the productivity of the civil service has plummeted. You don't need Comedy Central when you have the TUC. Take passport processing. A recent piece of verbal diary from Her Majesty's Passport Office informs us there's no backlog in passport processing as a result of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. However, we are now seeing unprecedented demand as more than 5 million people delayed applying for passports during COVID-19 because of restrictions in international travel. I don't know about you, but that reads suspiciously like a backlog to me. Then there are driving licences. There seems to have been some progress with ordinary applications, and indeed my daughter received her new driving licence the morning after she submitted her change of address details online. In fact, she received it prior to sending in her old one, cut in two as instructed on the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, the DVLA website, which the website assures you will not happen. However, if you have a medical condition that needs to be declared to the DVLA, it's still failing to process medical driving license applications in the time frame it achieved prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. The question surely arises as to why. Then there is that inaptly named section of the civil service called Border Force, who seem to have no force or willfully refuse to use it. With respect to borders, they merely stand on the beaches of the southeast of England to ensure that the invading hordes of illegal immigrants know what to aim for. There's always a hot cup of tea, a warm blanket, a hotel booking and an instruction sheet for claiming benefits in their own language waiting for them. They ought to be called Border Force. The civil service is made up of a bewildering array of departments. Check them out and see how many you can name. I didn't recognise many of them, which suggests that they have little impact on my life and therefore probably do not do anything especially useful. I did recognise a few, though, and amongst these were the Department of Health and Social Security, responsible for the NHS, which is doing so well, the Department of Education, responsible for schools, which do many things to the exclusion of education, and the Department for Transport. Driven on a motorway or taken a train lately? And then there are over 500,000 of these people who make nothing, do little, and whose average salary is £30,000 annually. Did I mention that they want to be allowed to carry on working from home and have us contribute to their heating costs? Don't make me laugh.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.